This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Degman, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is voicing delight at President Trump's firing of former Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. On X, Pritzker needled her, saying, "Hey, Kristi Noem, don't let the door hit you on the way out." And that wasn't it. He also warned that she'll eventually be held accountable for the Fed's brutal deportation campaigns. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin said, quote, "Kristi Noem slipped on the outrages of ICE." He says it remains to be seen whether her expected replacement, Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma, will be any better. And U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth said, quote, "Kristi Noem should have been fired a long, long time ago." Developers broke ground this week on the Chicago Fire's new privately funded stadium in the South Loop neighborhood. Promises have been made to the city that new construction will include nearby affordable housing and a developed riverfront. But some neighbors have concerns. Rod Wilson is the executive director of the Lugenia Burns Hope Center in Bronzeville. He told WBEZ's In the Loop why the general public needs to be included in every step of the development process.
I hate to say it, we can't trust lawmakers and business to act in the best interest of community residents, especially low-income and working families. I think, you know, business interest is around business. They're looking at how to make the biggest dollar. Sometimes politicians' interest is about how much money they can get to help the business out.
The 22,000-seat stadium is expected to be finished by 2028. Hundreds of Chicago high schoolers are voting for the first time in this month's primary election. Students from Noble Charter Schools went to the new downtown voting supersite on State and Adams this week to cast their ballots. Sage Borges is a senior at Rauner College Prep. He says he was nervous, but appreciated the support of his teachers and classmates.
I'm proud because not everyone like has the resources or ability to go vote. So it's nice to turn 18 and like have people to push you to vote. But it was exciting to put my opinion like out there.
Volunteers from the nonprofit Chicago Votes were also on site with a DJ and free lunch for the young voters. The nonprofit group Act Now Illinois and the federal government have reached a deal that provides $6 million in funding to 32 schools across Illinois. A lawsuit seeking a long-term resolution continues in court. Act Now filed a lawsuit in December after the Trump administration abruptly discontinued its community schools grant, which provides schools money for after-school programs, food pantries, and other extra support. The funding was supposed to continue for three more years. Schools in Illinois have already cut hundreds of staff and programs due to the loss of funding. Act Now says the deal won't reverse that damage, but it will help stabilize programs for the rest of the school year. A ruling in the case could come as soon as next month. And a quick sports note, the Bears are reportedly trading receiver DJ Moore and a fifth-round draft pick to the Buffalo Bills. Media reports say the Bears will be receiving a second-round pick in return. You're listening to The Rundown. 30-year-old conductor Klaus Makala will soon become the Chicago Symphony's next music director. While working with the orchestra, he's become a familiar face inside another cultural gem, the Art Institute. WBEZ contributor Hannah Edgar takes us on a museum visit with the maestro.
Are we going to first see the Botticelli?
Yes, we're going to go to the Botticelli first, 205.
You know, after a rehearsal when you've been working on a million things, and I don't know, it's a way to unwind.
I knew Makala was an art lover.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hello.
So I asked if he'd walk through some of his favorites in the Art Institute collection with me and curator Rebecca Long.
I just want to make it clear that I love art, but I'm an amateur, so I don't pretend that I know.
I love music and I'm an amateur, so we'll...
Not only did Makala agree, but we ended up going overtime. There was so much he wanted to talk to Long about, to get her opinions on, to learn more.
This used to be in a church, was it in Madrid?
No.
One of our first stops was El Greco's The Assumption of the Virgin, painted in the late 1570s. You can't miss it. It completely dominates the wall it hangs on. Its figures at once life-sized and lifelike.
I was with my friend, who is also an art lover, and so on. We went here together and we both stopped.
El Greco's style changed dramatically before he painted this work. Makala says that course reversal reminds him of what composer Igor Stravinsky did in music. This week, Makala conducts his Rite of Spring, and 4 years ago, he made a CSO debut leading a different Stravinsky ballet score, The Firebird.
Stravinsky also started with this incredible late romanticism of Russia and then went also to compose 12-tone pieces and tried every style of the way.
In other words, Stravinsky did in classical music what a certain British boy band did in rock and roll.
Oh, the Beatles.
Or the Beatles.
I don't know if you think about it, what, within 10 years or less than 10 years? I mean, how to go from that to that? I mean, it's actually incredible.
During our tour, the young conductor riffs on everything from the Beatles to ballet. But he really comes alive when we move to the next gallery, which features a work from his native Finland. The painting is unusual, a nude with snow-white skin and gravity-defying hair. The canvas is mounted in a frame that looks like a little house with a hinged gate that opens and shuts.
Young woman who's kind of Christ-like in her pose. And
this is Ad Astra by Oxaly Galankalala. More than 100 years ago, Galankalala helped lead a national movement in Finland, even before it had become its own country.
In our current world, it has a certain tilt politically when we use the word nationalism, but it really is cultural identity.
Yes, yes.
And I like this idea of, okay, now we are not under Russia anymore, we're not under Sweden anymore, and so we're going back and finding what are the themes that we can pull from, what is our history and how can we pull from it.
And I think what's so beautiful about it is that art and culture that unites people in the most positive way when it's possible.
The composer Jean Sibelius was a friend of Galankalala. The two created works inspired by the Kalevala, Finland's folk epic. In fact, that week, Makala was rehearsing one of them with the CSO.
Very funny that this week we're playing a piece by Sibelius called Lemminkäinen, which is one of the most central figures of Kalevala. And this is exactly from the same time, 94 to 96. It's still, I feel that those ideas, those pictures, those images, they're all ingrained in our identity, in our soul, for every Finnish person. It's great to see it here. It kind of makes me a bit proud.
Just like Chicago is of its orchestra, and its soon-to-be maestro. Hannah Edgar for WBEZ.
Widespread fog and drizzle overnight. A dense fog advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock Friday morning. Expect overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s. Patchy fog and showers for our Friday with highs near 70. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.